pray for the rectors, if y'all remind me. So at the end of service, we'll do that. But right now, let's bow our heads as we get ready for the word this morning. Father, we come into your house, Lord, as we celebrated with these children. And Lord, we know the message of the cross. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word. We can't thank you enough. The word is the glue that sticks. Lord, it's the foundation that we stand on. And Lord, where would we be without it right now? So, Father, I pray for the next 10 to 15, however long it takes, Father, for your word to come forth. That it's going to touch somebody's life, reroute their decisions, and when they walk out of here, Lord, they'll be different. And if they don't know you this morning, if somebody is in here under my voice, and they're looking for a change, and they just don't know what it is, Lord, that the answer will be you, Father, in their life. And they make that decision. And Lord, we just give you praise in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, if you just give me a few minutes, my first verse right off the bat is going to be Luke. And this is what it says. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Nowhere to lay his head. Okay? A lot of us, if you think about it, if you don't have rest in your own home, there's going to be chaos. Would you agree with that? If you don't have rest in your own home, there is going to be confusion. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be broke down. Some people use their work, they use their profession, business, success, pursuit of things. They want to go to work and work overtime, under time, after time. Some people are in the world are church addicts. They want to be on the praise team. They want to be the preacher. They want to be the Sunday school teacher. They want to be the head of the chicken cleaning baskets. They want to be the person that cooks the chicken. They want to be the person that opens the door. They want to be here every time the door's open. Are y'all listening to me? You can have the best car, you can have the best clothes, you can be the best looking, you can have the most money, the best house, the most skill, in the best shape, the most land, at church the most knowledge, most liked, know the most songs, the most loudest, the most land, sing the best, the most successful. But if your house is not in order, all of that is for naught. You can have all these things. You can be looked up and put on a pedestal by a lot of people. But if you're not looked up on and your house is out of order, then all of it is for, say it with me, nothing. And I'm speaking today, since it's kind of a kid theme, I'm talking about the children, and we always say, I can't believe my kids do that. And then I say, well, I can't believe you do it. Because that's where they got it from. Amen? Okay? Now, your children are a mirror image of you. Okay? Now, let me say this. None of us are going to be perfect, so I don't want to draw that picture whatsoever. Me standing up here just because I'm preaching it don't mean I'm perfect. Brandy thinks I am, but hey, I'm going to argue with her all day. But, you know what's funny? It's easy for us to do. It's easy for us for when it gets hard, to just walk away from it. I find myself sometimes get in the habit, if my child doesn't know how to do something, I just say, forget it. You need to learn it and come back and talk to me. That's walking away from the problem. That's too easy. The hardest thing is to say, Get down on the floor with them, no matter how tired you are, no matter how it goes, no matter how hard your day's been, but it's to get down on the floor and take the time and show them step by step by step how to do it. And just instead of saying, here, you need to learn this and we'll talk about it. It's easy for all of us just to walk away and say, learn it. But we need to get down, because the children of today, they are lost because the parents of the day are lost. We blame the children and say, man, I just can't believe this. Boy, I tell you what, this generation's gone, you know what? They say crap. I can say crap, I guess. Forgive me. But they gone to crap. But look at your life. Look at the parents' life. Look at what's going on in the home, and then you can easily see why society is the way it is. Y'all got me? I know this is some toe tapping here, and I'm talking to myself, but we have got to learn to guide these children, and sometimes it's got to be a firm guidance. It can't just be, come on. Sometimes it's got to be, come on. Come on. Because the way it's going these days, the children are saying, come on. Come on. And the parents going, well, he won't. And the children are taking the parents every which way but loose. And parents won't step up. That's the only way you're going to get back to where it needs to be, and it starts in the home. You know, as a pastor sometimes, as a Sunday school teacher, you bear burdens. You look at a child and you say, man, could I have done something else? You start to feel like it's your fault. But all you can do is your part. But it starts and traces back with that child's home. We look at it, and if we look at the decisions that we have made, we will understand why we're where we're at. I ain't really doing nothing. I'm just grabbing some napkins. But every time I don't get an amen, I'm going to do like this. That's my amener, okay? Okay. All right. 2 Timothy. I'm almost about to wrap this thing up. I don't preach the message, really. In the last days, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Y'all, I tell you what, y'all read it with me. Ready? For man, how true is this right here? Let's look at this one right here. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. We got people, listen to this real simply. We got people that will go to work Monday through Friday every single day. Every day. On time. For $7 and $10 and $12 and $15 an hour. Every single day. On time. Can't make them miss work. Know the rule books at work front to back. But then on Sunday morning, they roll up in bed and say, well, I'm thinking about going to church. And don't go. Because when you give yourself the option, you already know the answer. When you compromise with yourself, you already know what's going to happen. But you got people that's going to go to work no matter what, Monday through Friday, and even on Saturday sometimes. But when Sunday time comes around and it's time to go to church, you have to think about it. And then we wonder why society and your house is the way it is. Sunday for me, Wednesday for me, I remember starting out preaching, and I remember starting out dedicating my life in ministry to God, and the first few years was heck for me because family members wouldn't even understand me when I said, I'm going to church. They would get mad at me if I don't do something with them on Sunday. And when they asked me, so I finally said, and I've told this story over and over again, but after about 5 years, I said, time out. Time out. Okay, from here on out, for the rest of my life, Wednesdays and Sundays are booked. Don't ask me to do anything else. Maybe you'll get the picture then. But what has happened, what had happened was, is people has given options now. People has made Sundays an option for a day off, an option to go play around, an option to do this and that, instead of what it was designed for. Oh man, thing works. We ask why society is the way it is today, why it's so backwards, then we turn around and make the decisions that we do. In church, for our kids, at jobs, marriages, you name it, from A to Z, we want the easy way. We want the easy way out. We don't want to stick and try to make it work. And I tell you what, being good at something, I tell you, is tough. If it wasn't tough, then everybody would be a professional at everything. Although a lot of people think they are, but they're not. Does that make sense? If you want something to work, you have got to work at it. If you want your children to mind, the children are humanly already instinctively born to disobey you. Amen? Amen? I used to think, okay, I can just tell mine to do something and show them how to do it, and I'm going to go take the day off and go outside, and I'll come back. They gone. Where'd they go? It ain't even been touched. It don't happen that way. And maybe it's because they didn't know how and they needed you to show them. But it's not easy. I know Brandy, she'll tell you it's been easy living with me for 20 years. It's so simple. There we go. Woo, shoo. Shoo. But the real fact is, if I want this thing to work, for men shall be lovers of their own selves in the last days. I can't be a lover of my own self. I've got to sacrifice, and I've got to understand that this marriage with me and Brandy is not just about me. It's about my kids' needs. It's about my wife's needs. I'm in this thing for all of us and not me. You know, it would be simple if Brandy, see y'all later. Dude right there, he don't do nothing but eat and sleep, son. It'd be that easy, wouldn't it? That's how easy that is? And that's the way it's happening. With kids also. Man, them kids are driving me crazy. Send them off. And we're putting them off on other people. VBS, that's right. Here's the truth. Here's the truth, and I'm fixing to end it. Grandparents are wore out these days. I didn't even have to use my napkin. But the facts are, grandparents, I see it, and I feel so sorry. I saw a couple the other day, a grandmother, I mean, just had two or three of them, and just, whoo, my goodness. I went over and helped her pick up some food, and I said, well, you got your hands full. I said, man, your daughter or son, must be at work, got a couple jobs. No, I forgot what she said, but it wasn't working. It was for men shall be lovers of themselves statement. And what today's generation is doing is forgetting about responsibility and loving themselves. And the grandparents are just... But the problem here is the grandparents, as much as they love, have got to learn to start saying no. Okay, moving on from that. That's a whole different... It's a whole subject. It is. 1 Corinthians. I promise I'm fixing to end this thing. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. You cannot have peace. Cannot. Will not ever have peace in your house if it's in total confusion. If it's not lined up with God, you can do anything you want to do. You can borrow $1 million from the bank. You can buy all the cars you want. You can build the biggest houses, get the most land. You can have all the toys you want. But if your heart and life is not lined up with God, you're not going to be at peace. Proverbs 28:5, last verse. Evil men, listen to this real closely. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand what? All things, okay? Let me see which part I'm going to go to real quick to end it. Okay. If a person doesn't want to do right, and doesn't care about doing, they're not going to understand the truth whatsoever. They're caught up in their own desire, and they're not going to listen to the truth. But somebody that's seeking the Lord will understand all things. That doesn't mean when you understand it, you go around bragging that you understand it. That doesn't mean you point fingers at the person that don't. But that just simply means when you are seeking God, things will open up to you and you will understand all things, but the person with evil in their heart only wants what they want. Okay, last little story and I'm closing. I remember about 7 years ago, me and Brandy got caught up in a situation. And I'm going back to the scripture says, the author of confusion, your house, church, the church shouldn't be confusion in the church. It's not of God. In the home, it's confused. It's not of God. So I remember there was this couple. It was infidelity. Okay. And we got caught up in the whirlwind and we wasn't even doing nothing. That woman had become friends with Brandy, and she would just come busting through the door anytime. Oh, no, no, no. I think he's over there. I think we're fixing to go look for him. Brandy, come on. I stood up and I said, ho. Because it got to where our kids were thinking it was us. They were young. He said, Daddy, are you in trouble or is Mama in trouble? I said, no, hold up. I said, hold up. I said, Brandy, you're not going nowhere. Sit down over on that couch. We can't go with you. We're done with this, okay? It wasn't us, but that problem, it done spilt over into our house and we was the innocent bystanders. You got to watch who comes through your door, who you let in your life, who talks on your phone. You got to watch before it creeps into your house and causes mass confusion. Because if it is, it's not of God. And I'm going back to number one, our kids. It was actually Brantley when he was young. How old are you, Josie? seemed like he was about 7 or 8 somewhere, just, and I remember him plain as day and say, "Mama or Daddy, is something wrong?" I knew right then we had to put a stop to it. Okay, I understand they had problems. I understand they wanted help. But that crap junk wasn't coming into my house. I wasn't going to let mass confusion into my house and turn my house upside down. And men, that's where you got to be the men of your household and be the priest of your home and make sure nothing like that is happening. Now, I understand that there's single parents and single mothers. You have got to play that role. But when there's confusion in a church, in a confusion in a house that's not of God, and our kids today are so confused because so much is happening. Can we go back to the last scripture, Brother Larry? And I'm going to say this right here. When you seek the Lord, you're going to understand all things. There's a lot of deceitful people in this world. Y'all understand me? And if you are a deceitful person here today, today's your day to change. Because when you seek God and seek the Word, the discernment of the Spirit will let you know. It's called a radar from the Holy Spirit. And that radar goes off on the inside of you. And I'm telling you now, I'm not bragging on myself, I promise you. I'm going by the Scripture right here. There's been I can't give you a percentage, but I'm going to give you a high percentage. If the Lord has showed me some people before and they end up like that every time, when they come into my life, I can feel something, I can see it. If you would just ask the Lord to show you what this person is about, He's going to put it on you. You don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is watch them and they're going to show you. And you're saying, why are you saying that? Because your children are going to bring a lot of kids home with them. Your wife is going to have a lot of friends. You might have some friends, but you better watch who they are. Sometimes it's better off just to cut it off. To be good at something, y'all listen right here. To be good at something, you got to constantly do it. Rep after rep. And my thinking is, if I want to be a good father, I ain't got time for nothing else but to try to be a good father. Y'all understand that? Now here's a numerical order that I'm going to follow in my life. Some people say the opposite. Some people, whatever. But I'll tell you the order in my life. God, family, then church. A lot of people think it's God, church, family. I've seen families ruined because of church. Because they wanted to be at church every second, stayed at church every second, done this and done that, but didn't have time for number 3. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Seek God and you'll understand all things. Work on your family and you. And then church. I'm not saying church is not important, so don't misread that. Church is very important. But when you put it above your family, we got problems. And people are doing that. So, as I end today, as I close on this matter, we're talking basically about church, family, and your children. And yourself. If I ask you the question right now as I close, what does your life feel like? Think about it for a second. Do you feel like it's just going crazy? that you're just so confused and you don't, man, you're seeking answers everywhere else. Do you think it's out of order? Or do you feel like right now your life is where it needs to be? You've got it. Of course, none of us, I say, are going to be perfect and got it all down pat. It hasn't happened for me, I can tell you. There's a lot of things you have to work on and going to continue until you die. It's just that way. But do you feel like your life is out of whack? Or do you feel like you need to get it back in line today? So what I'm going to do is, Brother Larry's going to play, I think it's about a 3-minute video of a song. There's an altar right over here. You can use these chairs or you can do it at your seat. You can get out of your seat and turn around and pray on your seat. There's no whatever you want. There's no guideline of what we're going to do around here. But if you feel like your life is in total chaos, because whatever comes from you is going to be passed down to your children. Thus far, that's the way society is today. And it can rub off on their friends, then their friends, and here we are. So, without talking and keeping on, Brother Larry, if you will start the video.